Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Q3 FY24 earnings conference call of APL Apollo Tubes Limited, hosted by Nuvama Wealth Management. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Ms. Neha Talreja from Nuvama Wealth Management Limited. Thank you, and over to you.
Thank you, Yashashree. Welcome to the 3Q FY24 conference call for APL Apollo Tubes. From the management, we have Mr. Sanjay Gupta ji, who is the Chairman and MD, Mr. Deepak Goyal ji, Director of Operations and the CFO, and Mr. Anubhav Gupta, who is the Chief Strategy Officer. To start off, I will hand over the call to the management for opening remarks, post which we will have a detailed Q&A. Over to you, sir.
Thanks, Nuvama and Sneha, for having us here. This is Anubhav here, and I thank all the participants who have joined on this call to listen to our quarter three FY24 earnings call. So if we look at the performance in the last 9 months, and specifically in the Q3 FY24, a few observations, a few highlights we'd like to make. Number one is that if we look at our 9 months sales volume, it's up by 20% YOY. The EBITDA is up 30% YOY, and net profit is also up 30% YOY. Now, the sales volume of 1.94 million tons, if we analyze it, it comes out to be 2.6 million tons for the full year, which is, of course, lower than our initial guidance of 3 million tons. When we had started the year, we had guided for 3 million tons. Now, there are multiple reasons why the actual performance in the first 9 months is lower than the initial guidance, and that will also give you clarity on why our Q3 was so soft. So a few reasons I'd like to highlight are, number one, that our Raipur plant, which is our greenfield, highly innovative plant, we had thought that we will start the production of this plant in month of June, July in this calendar year. But ultimately, we ended up commissioning it fully in the month of December, and the last line just got commissioned in early January. So obviously, there is like 4-5 months of delay in the commissioning of Raipur plant. Second, also our Dubai plant, we had thought that we'll start the production in month of September, but ultimately, we could start the plant in December. Then the third reason is the steel price inflation in the domestic market, which persisted throughout the year. Although we had thought with the commissioning of new steel mills by new players and the existing players increasing their capacities, the domestic steel price inflation will soften up, which will open up the market for our general segment, which gets competition from the scrap steel tubes. But there also, the steel price inflation didn't come down until the month of December. So first 8 months were pretty tough. And fourth factor I would say is because of weak retail sales in India in the construction industry. If you look at the commentary of other building material companies like tiles and electrical fittings and bath fittings, etc., there is this trend that the retail sales in second quarter, third quarter were pretty soft because of multiple reasons: high inflation, high interest cost, and also we believe that demonetization, I would say partial demonetization, also led to weak retail sales, which impacted the money supply in the system. Now, coming to the third quarter in specific, the months of October and November were pretty bad because the regional steel prices were coming down sharply, but the domestic steel prices remained high, which led to very heavy destocking by our channel partners, and the sales kind of really collapsed in month of November. But the good part was that with the commissioning of new steel mills, the prices came down, and it opened up the market, and we could recover a lot of ground in month of December, and the trends continue in January as well as we speak. The other highlight is a slight increase in our working capital to 9 days in December quarter. This is because of loss of volume in the Q3. So there was some inventory pileup which is now getting normalized. So we shall be going back to like mid single digit working capital as we close our March quarter. And because we still did capex of around 500 crores for the 9 months, which was mainly funded from internal cash flows, the debt increased slightly because of elevated working capital to 400 crores versus 200 crores. Now looking at the outlook, looking at the outlook for the Q4 and next year, like I said, that the restocking has started, and we are very positive on the structural shift now, which is going to take place in the upstream steel sector with the emergence of new mills getting commissioned and the increasing capacity of the existing steel mills. So the unfair competition which we get from low grade, low quality scrap steel tubes, that will slowly go away, and it will open up the market for HR coil based primary steel tubes in a big way. And given that the distribution network, the product portfolio we have, we are more than confident that we will maintain our market share of 55% as the HR coil based steel tube market improves or takes market share from scrap steel based tubes. Now one highlight I like to make here is that in 9 months our company has grown its volume by 20%, earnings by 30%. This is despite the fact that last year we showed registered a very solid growth, right? Our last year volume was up by 30%, and this year we are up by 20%. So as management, we take the responsibility that this is lower than the guidance. But as a business, it grew stronger, right? With back-to-back 30% and 20% YY growth. So we expect the momentum to continue, and I'm glad to share that we maintained our 5 million tons sales target, sales volume target by FY26. Right, we are sitting on 4 million ton capacity right now, and in next 1 year we'll be ready with the 1 million ton incremental capacity. So we'll be ready with the 5 million ton capacity, right? Everything is in line. It's just that to grow more than 20-25% as an organization, we also need some external factors to favor us, right? Which could be this unfair steel price inflation, right, and some macro trends, some macro factors also more conducive for the construction sector in India. Now coming to the micro factors for our organization, there are two things which we have spoken about a lot in last 2 years. One is our new product launches and the market creation for those products, Second is our export to international sales, right, where we are pretty confident to ramp up the volume. So I'll give some data points which will give you confidence that our new product launches have been pretty successful, and the market adoption is also pretty encouraging. So for example, let's start with Raipur plant, right, where there are like four segments in which Apollo kind of came as the first manufacturer in the country. So talking about the heavy structural tubes, right, now if you look at the ramp up when we started the mill in month of March and till December, the utilization levels have reached 50%, okay, in the heavy structural segment. Now this was one segment which was where we needed a different channel, we had to educate market, right, and we have been pretty successful. That's why we could reach 50% utilization levels within first year of operations. Now the second segment in Raipur was super light tubes, right, that also we started like 2-3 months ago, and now the mills are already running at 30% utilization levels. Now that's also pretty encouraging because we could launch products with thickness of up to 0.18 millimeters, right, and as narrow as 8 millimeters by 8 millimeters. So it's a very broad portfolio of super light tubes which we launched, and the results are pretty encouraging. Then the third product which we launched in Raipur was roofing sheets, which is our adjacent product. Right, there also I'm glad to share that that mill has reached utilization levels above 70% already, right? So this also shows strength of APL Apollo brand that we could ramp up these volumes so quickly, pushing this product in our channel, and along with our tubes, the fabricators, the contractors, the end homeowner, everyone is keen to use Apollo products. Then thicker coated sheet, which is super innovation, first time in the world. That mill eventually got started in like late December and early Jan. So there also we could produce 8,000 tons in the last quarter, which gives like 12% utilization levels. Now these utilization levels will go up pretty solid in the coming months. So all in all, the Raipur plant is now running at more than 50% utilization levels, right? So this gives answers to a lot of questions which each one of you had in mind, that whether Apollo will be able to make these products successful in the market, but I'm glad to share that the data points clearly give clarity that we are able to create market for these products. Now the next big segment for us is the international markets. If you look at the global steel tube industry, which is like 80-90 million tons in size. Now, if we remove India and China, the US, the Canada, the African markets and the European markets and the Middle East market, they are dependent on imports, right, from low-cost manufacturers. What we have mapped is that this industry is around 30-40 million tons of annual sales which trade over the borders. Now, if you look at Apollo's export international volume in FY23, that was as low as like 50,000 tons. Now, Apollo being world's third largest steel tube producer and number one, if you remove the top two Chinese, our contribution to international trade market was very, very small, right? So we fixed that by starting a plant in Dubai and setting up a full-fledged team in Dubai, and again, like we started the plant in month of December, and results are encouraging. Overall, if you look at Apollo, the export sales have grown by 60% on YoY basis in the first 9 months. And with Raipur plant commissioning, sorry, the Dubai plant commissioning, this will improve further. Just to give you perspective, the Raipur plant, the capacity is 300,000 tons, but in December, we started first two mills, and 100,000 ton is what is ready in Dubai, and the balance 200,000 ton will be ready in next two quarters. So lastly, I would like to again reiterate that we are ready with our infrastructure to be able to produce and sell 5 million tons in next two years. What we look forward is having some tailwinds from the sector, from the steel sector, with increase in supply, which seems very, very visible. And the macro trends, hopefully, after elections next year, this year, the things towards the construction, towards the infrastructure sector will be much more bright. And we are ready to serve that growth in the construction sector with our 3,000 SKU base and 800 distributor network, with all the core competencies which Apollo has developed over the last 35 years of its existence. And whatever growth comes, we will maintain our 55% market share in the HR coil base, the steel tube segment. That's all from our side, and we are happy to take questions now. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. If you have a first question from the line of Bharat Shah from ASK Investment Managers, please go ahead.
Yeah, good morning to everybody. Very clearly, the results of third quarter in terms of volume growth, I'm sure they've been below expectations of everybody, including you. Good part to note is that we still are confident that where the journey ahead is lying. But a moot question I want to ask is, in this journey of reaching 5 million tons and more, how much in of our destiny is dependent upon the fact that industry itself has to grow and rise? Secondly, how much of it is dependent upon our innovation success, our ability to read the market well, our ability to introduce the right products and create market ahead of the competition, and superior customer solution service? So, that is the second factor. And the third, how much of that destiny will get, as we are moving more and more into value-added, how much of that will still be colored by the movement of the steel prices up and down? In short, while this particular quarter clearly has been, in terms of the sales outlook, below what everybody thought or you might have thought, too. But, if you have to focus on the long-term journey, how much of our own destiny is under our control, and how much of it will depend upon...
Hello?
Yeah, one moment, sir.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, sir, your line got disconnected. We'll take the next question from the line of Rahul Agarwal from InCred Equities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, good afternoon, and thank you for the opportunity, and thanks for sharing the segment-wise capacity information in the presentation. That really helps us. So two questions, Sanjay. Firstly, on demand side and then on the supply side. On the demand, you know, bit more shorter term, you know, how's the situation currently with the channel? Like, let's say the sales from the company to the distributor, which is primary, and then from the distributor to end customers. I just wanted to know that, you know, how, what's your experience into Jan, Feb, March, what do you expect? Similarly, you can, you know, explain if, you know, what's the pricing difference between primary and secondary steel pricing today, which might, you know, play an impact on how fourth quarter will behave. That's the first question.
Rahul, first of all, good morning to everybody. Today, the difference between the secondary and the primary, almost close to 12 rupees/kg. बारह हजार रुपये का ऑलमोस्ट फर्क है अपने सेकेंडरी और प्राइमरी में। नंबर टू, ये हाउ इज द गोइंग अप टू Q4, ये लाइक इन Q3, वी आर बैडली हिटिंग द मंथ ऑफ अक्टूबर एंड नवंबर ड्यू टू द इंटरनेशनल प्राइसेस आल्सो गोइंग डाउन। इंडिया में भी चैनल डिस्टॉकिंग काफी शुरू हो गया था, बट इन द मंथ ऑफ दिसंबर वी गेन अगेन came back very sharply and generally also looking good. I don't think there is an issue for a normal growth के लिए, like I can say कि 7 lakh ton in quarter Q4 is not a tough challenge for us. हाँ, जो हम extra already बात कर रहे हैं कि like we are thinking for this year 3 million ton and next year 4 and again the Q5 25-26 we are targeting 5 million ton. उसके लिए no doubt this type of growth 40-50% of growth के लिए we need some tailwind also with us. उसके लिए the positive point is now two new steel plants are already started in India. One in NMDC Steel and one is JSPL. And also I'm learning the listening the on call of Tata Steel also. They are coming 1.5 million ton capacity this year and next year 3-4 million ton capacity. So like JSW is also going to start their fifth HSM in Bellary in the month of March. Our international market is also in the softer side. So maybe for short term this is a pain for us because there is in the channel there is a destocking and we have also to take care of our inventory losses. But for the future terms, जैसे-जैसे secondary और primary में gap खत्म होगा, तो this is very very good for us.
Correct sir. Sir, 12 किलो difference पे, you know, general structures बिकना थोड़ा tough हो जाता है. What is your view on that?
Now we are do lot of work on our brand. Like you see, आपने देखा होगा पिछले 1.5-2 महीने से हमने branding exercise को बहुत तेज कर दिया है. So I'm glad to share you कि हमारा जो ये अपना tough ये अपना जो general sections है, उसमें भी now we are getting good demand and good response from the market. वहाँ पर हमारा margins भी increase हो रहा है, जो I'm very sure कि Q4 में हमारा वहाँ पर margin impact भी अच्छा नजर आएगा.
Got it, sir. So secondly, on the supply side, just one question. You know, what our understanding is that between the EBITDA of, you know, 2,000-5,000 rupees a ton supplies increased, we see a lot of listed companies talking about similar goals, what, you know, APL Apollo had 5 years back. How is it changing the supply dynamics in the structural tube industry for India market, please?
Right now, if you really secondary में तो just हमको market से कुछ मालूम पड़ता है कि some company are aggressive or some company are doing some work in the secondary market, but in the primary steel, I don't think मेरे को लग रहा है कि जो अनुभव 55-60% market share की हमारी बात करता है, पर मैं technically जब अभी last month ही मैं पूरे अपने visit पे था पूरे all around the India, like go to the Bangalore, Kerala, ये Salem, Tamil Nadu, Pune, Ahmedabad, जहां पर भी visit किया, मेरे को कहीं पर भी अपना market share 80% से नीचे नहीं आ रहा यार. मैं पूरा इंडिया में लास्ट मंथ में विजिट करके आया हूँ एंड आई एम फाइंडिंग माय मार्केट शेयर ऑलमोस्ट क्लोज टू 80% इन द स्ट्रक्चर टू बी. थोड़ा सा इसको डिफाइन अगर मैं करूँ और भी डेबिटेड से, इंडिया का टोटल मार्केट शेयर जो मार्केट है जो लगभग मेरी रीडिंग के हिसाब से 11 लाख टन पर मंथ के आसपास है। 11 लाख टन में 6 लाख टन फ्रॉम प्राइमरी है, 5 लाख टन स्पेंड फ्रॉम सेकेंडरी है, और 6 लाख टन में अगर आप देखोगे तो 2.3 लाख टन पर मंथ हमारा अपोलो है। द सेकेंड पीरियड इन द वाटर लाइन्स में जो है अपने लाइक मास्टर सिमलेस इज ऑलमोस्ट क्लोज टू 50,000 टन पर मंथ, जिंदल हिसार इज क्लोज टू 40,000 टन पर मंथ, एंड नंबर थ्री सूर्य रोशनी इज क्लोज टू 60,000 टन पर मंथ। एंड इन वन कंपनी इन ईस्टर्न इंडिया न्यूजोन ही इज क्लोज टू 40,000 टन पर मंथ। तो कितना
सो इन स्ट्रक्चरल इट विल
नो नो टोटल आई टोल्ड पाइप एंड ट्यूबिंग एंड ये वाटर लाइन ट्रांसपोर्टेशन एंड स्ट्रक्चरल ट्यूबिंग आगे टोटल कितना भाई 2.2 इज अपोलो 2.3 इज अपोलो
2.3 ऑन 4.1
नहीं टोटल कितना हुआ 6 लाख टन में 2.3 तुम्हारा अपोलो हो गया
हाँ जी
0.6 इज इन महाराष्ट्र सीमलेस
राइट
एंड ये 0.4 इज जिंदल हिसार 0.4 इज तुम्हारा न्यूजोन 0.6 इज सूर्या एंड वन कंपनी इज मोर टाटा स्टील इज 0.5 लाख टन कितना हो गया टोटल
3-4
मोटामोटी 5 लाख टन हो गया ना राउंड तो 5 लाख टन तो ये ऑर्गेनाइज प्लेयर है और स्मॉल स्मॉल छोटे छोटे प्लेयर लाइक हाईटेक रामा और जैसे छोटे छोटे प्लेयर मिला के सब मिला के 1 लाख टन के आसपास होंगे टोटल 6 लाख टन जो ट्यूब में है प्राइमरी में। अब 5 लाख टन ये तुम्हारे छोटे छोटे प्लेयर है उसमें लाइक जो संभव स्टील टाइप कोई कंपनी है खड़ियोम स्टील जेटीएल इंफ्रा इस टाइप की लॉट ऑफ कंपनीज इन द सेकेंडरी स्टील मे बी उनका थोड़ा बहुत प्राइमरी भी होता है आई एम नॉट लेवरेज इतना डिफाइंड डाटा नहीं है मेरे पास। तो 6 लाख टन में ऑलमोस्ट क्लोज टू 3 लाख टन इज वाटर ट्रांसपोर्टेशन 3 लाख टन इज स्ट्रक्चरल ट्यूब और जो सेकेंडरी है उसमें लगभग 5 लाख टन में से 4 लाख टन स्ट्रक्चरल में होगा 1 लाख टन वाटर ट्यूब एंड ट्रांसपोर्टेशन में होगा। तो आप टोटल अगर स्ट्रक्चरल ट्यूब की मार्केट देखोगे तो इंडिया की इसमें 3 लाख टन प्लस 4 लाख टन 7 लाख टन के आसपास स्ट्रक्चरल ट्यूब की मार्केट है बोथ कंबाइंड ये आपको प्राइमरी एंड सेकेंडरी और 4 लाख टन की वाटर ट्रांसपोर्टेशन गैस ट्रांसपोर्टेशन अला बला वाला में करके 4 लाख टन की मार्केट है टोटल। तो आउट ऑफ 3 लाख टन माई शेयर इज 2.3 लाख टन 2.3 इंटू 100 डिवाइड बाई 3 लाख ऑलमोस्ट क्लोज टू 75%। और अभी जैसे से दिसंबर में काफी गैप कम हुआ नाउ स्टील प्लांट हैज रिड्यूस प्राइस बाय 2500 रुपीस टन इन दिसंबर एंड 1500 रुपीस पर टन इन जनवरी ऑलमोस्ट क्लोज टू 4000 रुपीस का प्राइस गैप कम हुआ है। और इन फ्यूचर दिस इज ऑल्सो इन द सॉफ्टन साइड और सेकेंडरी मार्केट जो भी मैं पूरा स्टडी करके आया हूँ दिस इज टोटली इन द एट पार सिस्टम मैं लोगों के पास देयर नो ये मार्जिन टू गो डाउन। तो हम तो अपने सबसे टफ टाइम से निकल गए हमने 15-15 रुपए किलो के गैप पर भी अपने आप को सस्टेन किया और अपना मार्जिन 2-400 ऊपर नीचे में हमने कवर करके अपने अपने आप को सर्वाइव करा लिया। तो जैसे जैसे टाइम ये गैप इतना गैप चलना संभव है दिस इज इम्पॉसिबल टू रन दिस टाइप ऑफ गैप इन द इंडस्ट्री। तो ये गैप तो धीरे धीरे करके कम होकर 4-5 रुपए किलो पर आएगा जो टेंडेंसी पहले भी था। तो आई देन द कहते हैं टेल विंड इज कम विद द अपोलो जो हमारा अभी ऑलरेडी वी आर सिटिंग ऑन द 4 मिलियन टन कैपेसिटी और विद इन 2-3 मंथ्स हमारा पूरा 4.5 का कैपेसिटी क्रिएट हो जाएगा अप टू अप्रैल एंड दिसंबर तक हमारा पूरा 5 मिलियन टन का कैपेसिटी क्रिएट हो जाएगा। तो आई डोंट थिंक कि आपको थोड़ा सा भी टेल विंड का साथ मिल गया तो बहुत साल पर बहुत तेज अब वापस आएंगे।
I'll come back in the queue. Anubhav, if you could just give a small answer, APB and EBITDA for third quarter and 9 months, that will be helpful. Thank you so much.
Yeah, so ABPL, if you see, the volume was around 15,000 tons and we did 4,500 per ton EBITDA in ABPL.
I missed the volume. What did you say?
115,000 tons.
115,000 of our Q3 volume in ABPL, and EBITDA is 4,500 rupees ton.
Okay, Sanjay, got it. Thank you so much. I'll come back in the
queue. Thank you, Rao. Thank you.
And just for the participants, what Sanjay highlighted about the breakup for structural steel tubes between primary and secondary, there is a slide number 12 on our earnings presentation, which clearly depicts this industry scenario.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Bharat Shah from ASK Investment Managers. Please go ahead.
Namaskar, Sanjay ji. I raised the question earlier. I am not sure whether that was heard or it got lost.
जो मैं थोड़ा समझा, you want to ask us कि जो 5 million ton का capacity we want to reach by 2026, उसमें कितना हमारे ऊपर depend करेगा, कितना ये outside factor पर depend करेगा, am I right?
हाँ, मैं मोटा मोटा वही कह रहा था कि महत्व की फैक्टर्स हम देखे तो हमारी इनोवेशन, मार्केट क्रिएशन एंड सक्सेस देर एंड कस्टमर सेंट्रिसिटी एंड सर्विस एंड सॉल्यूशन प्रोवाइडिंग. दूसरा फेवरेबल एक्सटर्नल एनवायरनमेंट विच इज सपोर्टिंग डिमांड फॉर द स्ट्रक्चरल स्टील ट्यूब. एंड थर्ड फैक्टर विच इज अफेक्टिंग profitability and in some sense demand also is being volatility in the steel prices. With the much tighter inventory control and others, we still have managed to deal with it much better, but it remains a factor, like this third quarter is also showing. If you take into account all of these, ये जो जर्नी है 5 मिलियन की, जो फर्स्ट पड़ाव है हमारा, हाउ मच ऑफ इट इज डिपेंडेंट ऑन अवर ओन इनेट स्ट्रेंथ्स एंड कैपेबिलिटी एंड अवर एबिलिटी टू एंटिसिपेट एंड बिल्ड दैट बिजनेस, एंड हाउ मच ऑफ इट इज दैट जर्नी इज लाइकली टू डिपेंड अपॉन टेलविंड और फेवरेबल फैक्टर्स.
मतलब भाई 20-25% तो ग्रोथ निकालना हमारे ऊपर अपने ये विदाउट एनी फेवरेबल कंडीशन, वी आर वेरी कंफर्ट की जिस तरह हमने इनोवेशन एंड ब्रांडिंग और डिस्ट्रीब्यूशन को फैलाया है, 20-25% ग्रोथ इज नॉट ए बिग चैलेंज फॉर अस, दिस इज वी कैन डू इजिली. बट व्हेन आई एम टॉकिंग लाइक यू नो कि आई एम द अग्रेसिव पर्सन, I'm not surprised like this year we do not do 3 million ton, हम नहीं कर पा रहे, जो clear visibility है मेरे को, तो we are very dissatisfied on the organization level. We are not satisfied with our numbers. तो 40 or 50% टाइप का नंबर निकालना, उसके लिए we need the tailwind factors. 25% के आसपास का नंबर निकालना, जितना हम काम कर रहे हैं अपने इनोवेशन पे, ब्रांडिंग पे, ये मार्केट के क्रिएशन पे, तो वो तो कोई बड़ा चैलेंज नहीं है फॉर अस, दिस इज ए केक वॉक. बट लाइक माय विजन इज 3 मिलियन टन फॉर 2024 एंड नेक्स्ट ईयर 4 मिलियन टन एंड देन द नेक्स्ट ईयर 5 मिलियन टन. This is no doubt we need some external factor का हमको support चाहिए होगा. अगर भाई 25% के आसपास तो मान के चलो कि कोई भी support नहीं भी रहेगा, तो we can do it.
And that 25% growth would definitely imply most of it would come from the superior products and superior solutions, therefore relatively better margin. Therefore, in this journey, whether the growth will be 25% or higher, but our margin trajectory should maintain a sustained improvement over a period of time.
Margin तो no doubt बल्कि हमारा increase होगा ही होगा, because आपको मैं थोड़ा सा जो मेरे को बहुत अच्छा factor नजर आ रहा है अभी, if you थोड़ा सा भी channel partners पर जाके थोड़ा markets वो आप लोग रीगेन करना का कोशिश करोगे, आप ऑल इंडिया अक्रॉस द कंट्री चैनल पार्टनर से बात करोगे मार्केट में, तो लाइक हमारा पहले अपोलो का पाइप जो है दूसरे ब्रांड से जो हमारे कॉम्पिटिटिव ब्रांड होते थे उससे 1000 रुपीज टन के आसपास एक्स्ट्रा बिकता था। नाउ दिस गैप इज क्रिएट टू 3000 रुपीज पर टन। लाइक अगर आप मार्केट में कोई भी नॉर्मल पाइप देखोगे तो इस टाइम 59 करोड़ का सेलिंग प्राइस है। हमारा सेलिंग प्राइस आई एम टॉकिंग ऑफ द रिटेल सेल प्राइस 62 के आसपास है, जो ये गैप पहले 61-62 रहता था। तो जैसे क्योंकि हमारा कुछ कोटेड प्रोडक्ट में हमारा मार्जिन कम हुआ है तो हमने अपने मार्जिन को इंक्रीज करने के लिए हमने जो अपना बड़ा बकेट था वहां पर अपना मार्जिन इंक्रीज करने का कोशिश किया था एंड वी हैव सक्सेसफुली डन इन लास्ट 2 मंथ्स। दिसंबर एंड जनवरी हमने अपने मार्जिन को काफी ऊपर रख के हमने वी आर एबल टू सेल आवर मटेरियल। मे बी दिस इज द रीजन ऑफ आवर सर्विसेज, दिस इज द रीजन ऑफ आवर क्वालिटी और ब्रांडिंग, आई डोंट नो, बट दिस इज एक्सेप्टेबल इन द मार्केट। अगर हमारा मेन बास्केट चल गया विद द ब्रांड, हमने अपना इसी मार्जिन को क्रिएट करके माल बेच गया है तो भरत भाई दिस इज अ बिग गेम चेंजर फॉर आवर कंपनी।
एंड संजय जी, ऑन एक्सपोर्ट अनुभव वॉज नरेटिंग द लार्ज अपॉर्चुनिटी, व्हाट आर really given that size of opportunity in international market which is hardly exploited by APL Apollo as yet, what are our competitive strengths in that market and what are impediments and challenges in attaining our growth in that market?
But like in this January month our export is high by almost 50%. And from Dubai plant we are doing 8,000 tons this month in the month of January. February we are targeting to take to 8,000 to 10,000 tons in spite of these three days less in the month. And March target is about 12,000 tons. So put together Dubai plant we are targeting for this quarter 30,000 tons. And two more lines are coming in the Dubai plant in the month of March. One is 150 square and the second one is 300 square. This all the 4 lines put together, the capacity of Dubai plant is close to then about 25,000 ton per month, which we are clearly seeing that we achieve this volume growth in month of June. June to come 25,000 ton per Dubai plant per pound jayenge. First, when we reached the 25,000 ton in Dubai, Dubai plant in month of June, then we have a next step, next phase plan in Dubai also for another creating a capacity of 0.2 million ton. So then our Dubai plant is close to half a million ton. Kuch India se bhi humne apna export department ko kafi strengthen kiya hai, and bahar ke countries mein bhi I'm like in Europe and USA and Melbourne, teen jagah apna warehouse bhi khulne ja rahe hain, one in Liverpool, one in Antwerp, one in Houston and one in Melbourne. With the four city we are going to create our own warehouses. So I think so ki next 1 or 2 years mein hamara export market mein jahan hamara apna presence bahut kam hai, against the 30 million ton of market, we have just 0.4 or 0.3 million ton capacity pe hai, hamara abhi tak hai, usko hum 1 million ton tak le jane ki koshish karenge.
Kab tak?
Next 2 years.
Next 2 years. Matlab 2026 mein almost.
Jab 5 million ton mein jayenge, to wahan se humko 5 million ton mein hamara jo target hai ki half a million ton humko Dubai plant mein और हाफ एक मिलियन टन हम इंडिया से एक्सपोर्ट कर सके।
अच्छा, एंड संजय जी, वहाँ हमारी कंपिटिटिव स्ट्रेंथ कौन कौन सी है, विच आर द इश्यूज?
एक तो हमारा जो भरत भाई कॉस्टिंग है
कॉम्पिटिटर्स,
या बाय द नेचर ऑफ कॉस्टिंग हम लोग कॉस्टिंग में ऑल ओवर द वर्ल्ड बहुत लेस प्राइसेस पे ये कॉस्ट पे है। नंबर टू हमारा बास्केट इन द स्ट्रक्चरल टूबिंग पूरे वर्ल्ड में सबसे बेस्ट है, एंड नंबर थ्री आवर कैपेसिटी ऑफ परचेज ऑफ रॉ मटेरियल इज ऑल्सो एक्सलेंट अगेंस्ट द ग्लोबली मार्केट। लाइक हम जो दुबई में देख रहे हैं, वार देयर लोकल प्लेयर बाइंग टूडे एचआर क्वाइल एट $620 or $625 per ton, वी आर सेंडिंग द मटेरियल इन दुबई प्लांट about $590 to $600. तो 2 to 3% हमारा अपना उनके मुकाबले में हमारा कॉस्ट कम है, 2-3% हमारा परचेज कॉस्ट इज लेस एंड हमारा नो डाउट हमारा वैरायटी का भी हमको बेनिफिट है.
Mr. Shah, I request you to join back the queue, please, as we have other participants waiting.
One minute, no problem. Sir, no problem. One minute, bhai. Abhinav bhai, bolo na.
Haan. So, these advantages, we would say, prevails compared to any competitor, including the ones which are larger than us.
Yeah. Because this is an advantage due to the India X factor. हमारा इंडिया के कारण गुडविल अक्रॉस द वर्ल्ड बहुत अच्छा है और हमारे रिलेशनशिप ऑल द अदर सप्लायर्स बहुत अच्छे हैं, इसका एक बहुत बड़ा रीजन है.
जस्ट टू ऐड टू दिस भरत भाई, लाइक दिस दुबई प्लांट विच वी पुट अप अ स्मॉल कैपेसिटी 300,000 टन्स एनुअल राइट, बट इफ यू लुक एट आवर एसक्यू रेंज वी आर गोइंग टू प्रोड्यूस पाइप स्टार्टिंग 15 mm by 15 mm अप टू 300 mm by 300 mm. Now that's the SKU which we are able to offer even in the like 25,000 tons of monthly capacity, right? So the factors which made us win in India, the same factors, the same competitive strength will help us win in international markets also.
Jee, and any major challenges do we believe that can scuttle this?
We are coming from the challenge that in India we were buying expensive steel and we were not able to offer competitive price for our product. Now with having access to cheap steel, we have overcome that challenge by putting up Dubai plant. Now we see mainly opportunities, Bharat Bhai, not challenges.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Bharat
Bhai. Thank you. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, in order to ensure that the management is able to answer queries from all participants, please restrict your questions to 2 at a time. You may join back the queue for follow-up questions. We'll take our next question from the line of Abhishek from DSP. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. Sanjay ji, just two things to understand. When you do that 5 million ton of overall volume, which is the aspiration, new product contribution, how much will it be, sir, in that?
So Abhishek, just to answer this question, see, I mean, last year, if you look at FY23, right, our volume was 2.3 million tons. Now, out of 2.3 million tons, the general segment was 1 million ton, and value-added, super value-add, which is like, which also includes new products, right, that was 1.3 million tons. Now, when we are talking about 5 million ton sales volume, Abhishek, our general segment will not be more than 1.5 million tons. And 3.5 million ton will be value-add, super-value-add. So my value-add, super-value-add is going to increase by almost 3 times from 1.3 million ton to 3.5 million ton, right, by 2026. So mainly these products like Raipur 1 million ton, mainly is like all innovative products.
But he got to try ki kitna kaun naya product hoga. So I think
it's
point,
like
0.6 or 0.7 million ton is totally new.
So 10% every year the new products contribute to our volume, 10%.
Okay. So in that 5 million ton, almost 65-70% will be new product from that perspective.
No, value-added product.
Value-added, super value-added.
Value-added product target is ours here close to 70%.
70%.
New product is, I think, jo aaj hum nahi kar pa rahe aur jo karenge, 5-6 lakh ton ke aspas totally new product hoga.
Okay, got that. और सर एक और चीज समझना था इन टर्म्स ऑफ एक्सपोर्ट और रायपुर विल बी योर की कंट्रीब्यूटर ऑफ वॉल्यूम ग्रोथ फ्रॉम हियर ऑन, तो मार्जिन्स कैसे देखना चाहिए, क्योंकि अगर लास्ट 5-6 साल में देखिए सर, जनरल स्ट्रक्चर्स के मार्जिन्स लार्जली वो 1700 से 2000 रुपए एबिट्टा पर टन पे ही मूव कर रहे हैं, ये जब स्क्रैप के साथ अगर प्राइसेस कम होते हैं तो क्या उसमें भी मार्जिन इंप्रूवमेंट का स्कोप है इन जनरल?
नहीं सर, वही मैं अर्लियर बता रहा था, आई एम वेरी वेरी होपफुल कि इस क्वार्टर में हमारा जो 1500 से 1700 का मार्जिन चलता था, मे बी इंक्रीज टू 2500 to 3000 रुपीज पर टन.
ओके,
यहाँ पर हमारा बहुत अच्छा इंप्रूवमेंट आ रहा है, बट इट्स टू अर्ली टू से समथिंग. अगर आप पूरा चैनल डिस्कवरी करोगे पूरा मार्केट में, तो आज हमारे प्राइसेज में दूसरे के प्राइसेज में ऑलमोस्ट 3000 रुपीज का गैप है.
करेक्ट.
बट सैन्योर इतना टफ है कि अभी हम कुछ नहीं बोल पा रहे हैं. मेहनत तो बहुत कर रहे हैं बट कहीं ना कहीं हमको प्लस माइनस पॉइंट भी मिल जाता जितना प्लस करते हैं. लाइक हमारा प्री ग्रेनाइट में मार्जिन टूटा है.
ओके.
बहुत सारा एक्स्ट्रा एडिशनल कैपेसिटी आने से प्री ग्रेनाइट सब में, क्योंकि हर प्रोडक्ट में ना एक अपना टेन्योर होता है. लाइक जस्ट आफ्टर कोरोना ये इंडिया में कैपेसिटी लेस था, कोटेड प्रोडक्ट में काफी मार्जिन आ गया था. आप देखोगे तो हमारा प्री ग्रेनाइज टू में दैट टाइम 10,000 रुपीज टन हमने मार्जिन कोट किया था.
श्योर.
बट वहां से अब कैपेसिटी इतना इंक्रीज हो गया कि कंट्री में प्री कोटेड का मार्जिन टूट रहा है इस पॉइंट में. तो वी आर एबल टू, जो हमारा मेन कोर बिजनेस है जो स्ट्रक्चरल सेक्शंस, उसमें हमने बहुत काम किया जब हम अभी अभी प्रॉब्लम कैपिटल प्रॉब्लम टाइम में थे. और आई एम वेरी वेरी ग्लैड टू से कि आप कहीं पर भी पूरे चैनल में चेक करो टुडे अदर प्राइस 59th आवर हमारा प्राइस 62 है और सेकेंडरी का प्राइस 50,000 है. इस गैप पर वी आर एबल टू मेंटेन आवर वॉल्यूम. दिस इज वेरी वेरी होपफुल एंड हम कहते हैं हमको बहुत अच्छा ये वे नजर आ रहा है. अगर मेरा ये सेक्टर अपना ड्यू टू द ब्रांड चल गया तो कंपनीज इन द कहते हैं नो लिमिट गेन टाइम पे हम आ जाएंगे.
ग्रेट, गॉट दैट. सर जस्ट एक लास्ट सवाल था आज, क्योंकि बिकॉज ऑफ लॉट ऑफ इंफ्रा एक्टिविटीज बहुत नए डिमांड सेक्टर्स निकल के आ रहे हैं जैसे रेलवे, वेयर हाउसेज, सोलर. तो कोई ऐसा सेक्टर दिख रहा है आपको विच कैन ऑल्सो हेल्प यू? एंड आप अभी नए प्रोडक्ट्स भी ला रहे हो ऑफ हायर डायामीटर, तो कोई एक या दो सेक्टर जिसकी वजह से आपको लग रहा है आपको वो हेल्प करेगा 5 मिलियन तक पहुंचने में?
सोलर में वी हैव डन लॉट ऑफ न्यू इनोवेटिव प्रोडक्ट. सोलर में हमको काफी उसमें अच्छे ऑर्डर्स आ रहे हैं हमारे सोलर की बड़ी बड़ी कंपनियों से. उसमें हमारी डे टू डे पर डेली मीटिंग्स भी चल रही है, उसमें हमारे अच्छे अच्छे एग्रीमेंट्स भी हो रहे हैं. रेलवे में हमको हमारे पास बहुत सारे रेलवे स्टेशन के ऑलरेडी ऑर्डर्स हैं. तो रेलवे और एयरपोर्ट्स एंड सोलर तीन सेक्टर्स हमको बहुत अच्छा रिस्पॉन्स आ रहा है. अगर आप बिग सेक्शन एंड सुपर बिग सेक्शन में देखोगे तो वी आर हमारी ग्रोथ रेट इज वेरी वेरी हाई.
ओके, गॉट दैट. Thank you so much, sir, and wish you all the best. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Aman Agrawal from Equirus Securities. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. So, sir, now just a clarification upfront. Basis the 3Q volumes that we have seen for multiple ERW steel tubes companies, we have seen a case where few other companies have grown a bit better than ATL Apollo. Is there by any chance a case where those companies are benefiting at the expense of APL, any kind of market share shift that we have seen, or is this mainly because of demand shift from primary market to secondary market?
Yeah, thank you, Aman. Very good question. Aman, I earlier also tell there is two type of market. One is secondary and one is primary. If you see that today the primary gap in the Q3 is almost close to 15 rupees kg, which is 12 rupees kilo ke aaspaas hai. So no doubt, jab ek 15 rupees ka gap hota hai, to thoda sa demand shifting hota hi hota hai. But the most important thing ki us 15 rupees ke gap par bhi we have survived. We maintain our thoda volume hamara toota, but we maintain our market share. और लाइक अब ये गैप 15 से घट के 12 रुपए किलो रह गया है. अब 12 रुपए किलो के गैप पे भी हम अपना वापस मार्केट शेयर वापस ले लिया हमने. और जैसे जैसे ये गैप नीचे आता जाएगा हमारा मार्केट शेयर इवन बढ़ता जाएगा. तो आई क्योंकि नाउ द एवरीबडी वांट गुड क्वालिटी मटेरियल प्रोडक्ट्स, तो आई एम नॉट वरीड अबाउट द सेकेंडरी मार्केट, क्योंकि मार्केट धीरे धीरे डाइंगे. अगर आप पूरा सेकेंडरी मार्केट का चैनल देखोगे तो आज मोटा मोटी स्पॉन्ज जो है ये 27 के जी के आसपास है जहां से सेकेंडरी शुरू होता है. और उसके ऊपर कम से कम पाइप बनाने का खर्चा 22-23 रुपए किलो के आसपास का खर्चा आता है फ्रॉम स्पॉन्ज टू इंगट, इंगट टू पतला, पतला टू पाइप. तो ऑलमोस्ट दे आर क्लोज टू 50 रुपीज के जी. तो दे आर रनिंग देयर प्लांट ऑन नो मार्जिन बेसिस. तो 50 रुपए किलो पर पाइप बेच के उनको कुछ नहीं बच रहा है. तो आई डोंट थिंक कि अब उनके पास नीचे और जाने का गैप है. और एचआर कॉल का जिस हिसाब से कैपेसिटी बिल्डअप हो रहा है इंडिया में, और एचआर कॉल का इफ यू सी द इबिटा मार्जिन ऑफ टाटा स्टील एंड अदर कंपनीज, is quite high. So they are no doubt market mein dikkat aane, but they can adjust their price. उनके अकाउंट के पास गैप है तो दिस इज वेरी वेरी कहते ना हमारे लिए फ्यूचरिस्टिक चीज है. इंडिया में जैसे जैसे एचआर कॉल का कैपेसिटी बढ़ेगा तो सेकेंडरी मार्केट तो वैसे ही खत्म हो जाएगा. आई एम नॉट बुलिश ऑन द सेकेंडरी मार्केट. आप देखो कि मैं 5-5 मिलियन टन की बात कर रहा हूँ फिर भी कहीं पर भी मैं सेकेंडरी में जाने की बात नहीं कर रहा हूँ कि दिस इज नॉट ए गुड क्वालिटी मटेरियल एंड आई एम नॉट थिंकिंग दिस इज ए लॉन्गर विजन फॉर ये. इसका कोई लंबा विजन है क्योंकि उस मार्केट का अपना खुद कोई भी कहते ना अपना स्ट्रेंथ नहीं है वो. दिस इज टोटली डिपेंड ऑन द एचआर कॉइल प्राइसेस. ये एचआर कॉइल प्राइस नीचे चला गया तो वो पूरा का पूरा मार्केट साफ हो जाएगा. अगर एचआर कॉइल प्राइस ऊपर है तो दे लेबल टू प्ले. तो आई एम उनका अपना कोई स्ट्रेंथ नहीं उस मार्केट का. तो आई एम नॉट थिंकिंग कि सेकेंडरी से हमको कोई बड़ा इम्पैक्ट आएगा. आई एम नॉट वरी. अगर हमको ऐसा वरी होता तो नो डाउट हम भी अपना कुछ सेगमेंट सेकेंडरी पर लेके जाते. बट वी आर नॉट थिंकिंग, वी आर नॉट इवन डिस्कसिंग इन आवर इंटरनल मीटिंग. आई एम नॉट वरी अबाउट द सेकेंडरी मार्केट. दिस इज ए मैटर ऑफ टाइम, मे बी 2 months, मे बी 1 month, मे बी 1 year.
अंडरस्टूड संजय जी. Another question, while I understand that general products, while I understand the dip in the volume of general products, any particular reason why light structure volumes have shown such kind of degrowth in 3Q?
This is due to the retail sales. नंबर वन के तो रिटेल सेल में डाउनफॉल है, प्लस यही जो मेनली स्ट्रक्चर जो होता है सेकेंडरी इसको इम्पैक्ट डालता है. ये जो आपको कहते हैं ये अराउंड 1.6 थिकनेस टू 2.5 थिकनेस तो उसके कारण भी थोड़ा इम्पैक्ट है. और ड्यू टू रिटेल सेल डाउन है उसके कारण भी इम्पैक्ट है. बट इसमें नाउ वी आर इन वेरी एग्रेसिव मोड इस सेक्टर का अपना वापस वॉल्यूम गेन करने के लिए. तो यहाँ पर लाइक वी आर लॉन्चिंग लॉट ऑफ स्कीम इन द मार्केट. लाइक दिस वेरी वेरी फनी टू से बट हमने यस्टरडे वी आर लॉन्च स्कीम इन महाराष्ट्र मार्केट कि यू जस्ट सेल 200 टन मेटेरियल इन 2 months वी ऑफर ए फॉरन टूर. तो हमने इस टाइप का स्कीम्स को करके रिटेल में वापस अपना परचेज को स्ट्रॉन्ग करने जा रहे हैं हम.
थैंक यू. विल टेक अ नेक्स्ट क्वेश्चन फ्रॉम द लाइन ऑफ माधव फ्रॉम फिडेलिटी. प्लीज गो अहेड Mr. Madhav, your line is unmuted. Please go ahead with your question.
Hello, am I audible now?
Can you use your handset mode, please?
Yeah, can you hear me now?
Yes.
Yeah, Madhav, go ahead.
Yeah. My question basically was that in the export market, basically, if I understand right, of the 5 million tons which we are guiding for FY26, 1 million ton comes from the export market, which is basically outside India. So the domestic business ramp up is, we need to go from 2.8 to 4. So to that extent, the expansion that we need in the domestic market is not very high. Like we don't need to go from 2.8 to 5, we need to go from 2.8 to 4. Is that the right understanding to have for the company?
Yeah. Yes, Madhav. So 1 million ton international market. Dubai should be like 300,000 tons fully ramped up and incremental also we are putting up new capacities. Plus from Indian mills, we are increasing export sales, international sales. So yes, if not like fully 4 million, maybe 4.1, 4.2 should be coming from India. And right now also like export markets is like 0.2 already, right? So that also you deduct for the current volume.
Got it. And in the export market, how is the product mix? Is it like a good product mix and our EBITDA per ton, is it at the current company level or is it higher or lower versus current company average?
So right now it's higher than the industry, than the company blended EBITDA per ton, Madhav.
Okay. And just lastly, any specific countries that we are targeting to start off with, because it's a very large market. So any specific countries where we want to focus on?
It's across.
Mainly in Europe, Canada, US and Australia.
US, Canada, Australia. Got it. Okay. Yeah, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Anupam Gupta from IIFL Securities. Please go ahead.
Morning, sir. Just a couple of bookkeeping questions. What is the capex which is outlined for FY total of FY 24, 25, 26?
Right now we have not exact data, but I think it's close to 300 to 350 crore.
Right. So just to add to this, Anupam, for clarity, that the residual capex at the start of the year was around 600 crores, to go from 3.5 to 5 million tons. So far, we have spent like 500 crores in the first 9 months. Another 100-150 should be in quarter four. And then next year, whatever the residual capex plus the organic capex, what we do, so it can be more than like 2-300 crores.
Maximum totally now approach from month of January to for 5 million ton, I think not more than 350 crores. Outflow.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Anupam Gupta from IIFL Securities. Please go ahead.
No, so, hello.
Yeah.
Yeah, so just continuing there, you said that you want to expand Dubai by another 0.2 million tons. So, what incremental capex you are looking at for? Because that was...
What 0.2 million tons, hardly capex of 50-60 crore because we have already made the infrastructure.
Sure. Okay, and one question on what was the inventory loss which you took in third quarter because obviously steel prices went
down. No. We never count the inventory loss. We just change our policies, whatever we buy and whatever we sell, we just see the gap.
Okay, so no major number there?
No, there is no major number.
Okay, fine. Thank you.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Mahek Talati from Yellow Jersey Investment Advisors. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hello. Am I audible?
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. So, we have been mentioning that we want to focus more on the value-added portfolio and not on the commodity. But if we see the new capacity additions, we are adding our capacity in the general segments too. So, can you please explain the rationale behind that?
So this is a natural growth for the industry, right? 10% we are assuming the industry should grow. So to cater to that, we are ramping up the capacity because one of our core USP is to be able to supply all the SKUs to our customers, right? So to maintain the SKU range, we have to increase the capacity as per the industry natural growth.
Okay, and my next question was, so we are saying that the new capacities of HR mills are coming which will help us for further supply. So are we currently facing any problems in terms of raw material sourcing or it's going smoothly?
No, this is totally smoothly, no problem at all.
Okay. And next question was, given many players in the industry are increasing the capacity and adding new products, what gives us the confidence that we will continue to grow at a 20-25% range, given the industry itself is expected to grow at 12-13%?
So there are two factors. One is that our new products from Raipur, right, they are completely like first time ever launched products in the country. So those products are ramping up, right? So that's new product, new market creation, new applications. And secondly is new geographies like in export market and in East India where the sales were very, very low for Apollo. And now we are focusing on each of those geographies very, very aggressively. So those will give the volume. And third, there will be shift from inferior scrap steel tube market to the HR coil tube market. And given our market share, we will maintain those levels.
Okay. And last question, you mentioned that you are getting good orders from railway station redevelopment. So how many orders are there and any order pipeline for railway station redevelopment program?
So any railway station will require steel tubes, right? So far, the Indian Railways has awarded 50 railway stations to the EPC contractors. Right, so every railway station will require steel tube. We have supplied 2, 4, 5 railway stations already. At the same time, we are also trying to increase the steel tube consumption in those railway station designs. Right, so where our steel consumption could be more than 50% of the total steel versus 15-20% which comes anyways for us.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Anish Jobalia from Girik Capital. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. So, thank you for the opportunity to ask the question. So, my question is, in our next phase of expansion from 3.6 to 5 million tons, if you see, there are two big players.
I'm sorry, sir. You're sounding muffled.
Hello.
Sir, are you able to understand his question?
No, we are unable to understand.
Hello, are you able to hear me now?
Little better, yes.
Yeah, so my question was that, you know, in our next phase of expansion from 3.6 to 5, so if you see there are two places where we are looking at, you know, big expansion of the capacity. One is on the light structures, and then the second is on the galvanized tubes, right? So if you see the history of the galvanized tubes, typically, you know, we have been doing around 100,000 odd tons, 1900,000 tons. But we are looking to go for a significant growth on this side. So just want to understand, you know, how we will be able to sell this big volumes in the next phase of expansion. You know, if you could just help to understand that. And in the light structures also, how are you seeing the volume ramp up happening? Because 600,000 tons being added in the next phase. And today we are at a run rate of around 100,000 tons, right? So, how do you see the growth in these two sides? Thank you.
So, first clarification is that this is not next phase. This is ongoing phase of CAPEX, right? 5 million ton is part of ongoing phase, not the next phase. Now, coming to the light section, why the capacity is increasing is because of introduction of super light tubes from Raipur plant. Right, so that's part of super light, and that's forming the bulk of incremental capacity which you see in the sheet. Right, then the second on pgal, right, that also part of color coated tubes which are getting added in Raipur. So that's where the new capacity is coming in, right? So it's the existing product is organic, 10-15% capacity expansion, and rest is coming from new products, super light in light and color coated in PLA.
So I mean, we are pretty confident that we'll be able to sell these products, and you are saying that it will be largely led by new products, right? So it will be new demand,
so
kind of a new
super light segment from Raipur plant. We are already at 33% utilization level as at December 2020.
Right. Okay, sir. All the best, and thank you for the opportunity.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Vikas Singh from Phillip Capital. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. Sir, as you said that there would be a margin compression in such as galvanized, and similarly many of the competitors are coming in the even in the value added segment like mild steel DFT. So just wanted to understand that while you on one hand you are talking about a margin expansion in the heavy structural, your largest share would see an onslaught from the competitor. So just your thought process, whether in this mix you would be maintain the margin or you expect in a longer than it should come down? Hello.
Because good afternoon. Like if you see our pre-organized product, we take in the country almost 15 years back. In 2007-2008, we introduced the pre-galv technology. Now, no doubt there is some other players are coming, but the strength of our branding, we have no problem to maintain our normal margin. The extraordinary margin, which is close to 8,000 is turned. Now we are unable to maintain. But almost close to 6 rupees kilo margin is not a big task for to maintain, because our quality and the costing, lot of things. And we are doing lot of new work also, innovation for pre-galv tube. Now we are introducing our one plant in Raipur plant. We are now going to slowly and slowly convert it to pre-galv tube. हमने अभी उसको रायपुर प्लांट में इंट्रोड्यूस कर दिया है एंड हमारे मालूट प्लांट में भी उसकी दो नई लाइन लग रही है एंड दो फिर दो लाइन हमारी नॉर्थ इंडिया में लगनी है तो आई थिंक विद दिस वंस वी केम आउट विद दिस प्रोडक्ट इन मे बी मंथ ऑफ जून तक हम टोटली इस न्यू प्रोडक्ट के साथ आ जाएंगे तो आई थिंक अगेन हम अपने इस मार्जिन को वापस मेंटेन कर लेंगे तो दिस इज कहते हैं लेटर एंड सांप सीढ़ी का खेल है ये तो इंडस्ट्री में चलता रहेगा जब हम कुछ नया करते हैं तो पुराने लोग उसमें आते हैं हम उससे और कुछ अच्छा नया करेंगे तो फिर वो उसको अगले 5-7 साल बाद फॉलो करेंगे ये तो फॉर गिवन टाइम है हमेशा ही इनोवेशन चलता रहेगा तो वी आर डूइंग लॉट ऑफ न्यू टाइप ऑफ वर्क इन जहां जहां हमारे मार्जिन हिट हो रहे हैं वहां पर हम नए नए टाइप के इनोवेशन कर रहे हैं उसको ज्यादा मैं एक ओपन फॉर्म पर भी ज्यादा अभी डिस्क्लोज नहीं कर सकता हूँ वन टू वन नो डाउट वी आर हैप्पी टू ग्लैड विद आवर शेयर होल्डर्स बट ओपन फॉर्म पर भी अपनी हम सारी पॉलिसीज भी डिस्क्लोज नहीं कर सकते हैं बट वी आर डूइंग लॉट ऑफ न्यू वर्क्स टू अपने आप को सिक्योर करने के लिए हम काफी इस टाइप के दूसरे वर्क कर रहे हैं इन द नेक्स्ट वन ईयर अपोलो कम विद लॉट ऑफ न्यू प्रोडक्ट्स उसी में और वैल्यूएटेड प्रोडक्ट के साथ हम आएंगे वापस
समझ गया सर सर एक लास्ट क्वेश्चन ऑन द कैश फ्लो यूजेस लाइक यू सेड के नेक्स्ट ईयर 300 और लेट्स से 400 करोड़ का आपका कैपेक्स रहेगा थोड़ा वर्किंग कैपिटल लगेगा बट आपका कैश इनफ्लो इज मच हायर एंड इवन इन फ्यूचर फॉर कीपिंग अ 25% ग्रोथ रेट मेंटेनेंस ऑफ दैट वी डोंट नीड लाइक 50, 60 और 100% ऑफ आवर एबिटा टू दैट सो हमारे पास 50% और मोर एबिटा एवरी ईयर वुड बी फ्री तो उस कैश का हम क्या करेंगे
नहीं दिस इज अ बिट टफ क्वेश्चन टू आंसर अभी तो इफ यू सी आवर बैलेंस शीट दिस क्वार्टर 1600 करोड़ के आसपास हमारी लाइबिलिटीज है और 400 करोड़ के आसपास हमारा डेट है पहले तो मेरा वरी पॉइंट है कि पहले मैं ये 2000 करोड़ को खत्म करूं जो मैं आई एम टारगेटिंग FY25 एकदम लाइबिलिटी फ्री और डेट फ्री बैलेंस शीट बनाऊं अभी उसके अलावा मैं कुछ नहीं सोच रहा हूँ जो नॉर्मल डिविडेंड आता है वो आता रहेगा फर्स्ट माय एम इज फॉर FY25 मार्च यू सी द बैलेंस शीट ऑन जीरो डेट एंड जीरो लाइबिलिटीज देन वी टॉक अबाउट आवर शेयर होल्डर्स एंड वी थिंक इन हाउस नाउ हाउ वी कंज्यूम द कैश
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, due to time constraints, that was the last question for today. I now hand over the call to the management for closing comments. Over to you, sir.
Thank you, everyone, for joining us today. And thanks again to Nuvama and Sneha for having us for this call. Have a nice day, everyone. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. On behalf of Nuvama Wealth Management, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.